Silver Falls is a city physically and metaphorically divided by the Silver Snake River. The south side represents the American dream, with manicured lawns and weekend barbecues, while the North Shore is a labyrinth of decay, where two powerful gangs, the Kings of the North Shore and the North Shore Crew, NSC, maintain brutal control. This delicate balance of power shifts dramatically during the annual Death Cage tournament when Jake White, NSC's champion, dies under suspicious circumstances. Against this backdrop emerge our protagonists, Billy Scott, a rising MMA fighter who sees the sport as her escape from the North Shore's cycle of violence, and Caden King, heir to a criminal empire who projects an aura of unpredictable danger. Their first encounter is violent. Caden sexually assaults Billy and films it as insurance against retaliation. This act becomes both a power play and the foundation of a complex relationship that defies conventional understanding. What makes this world so compelling is how the physical landscape mirrors the moral one. The river doesn't just separate neighborhoods, it divides ways of life, systems of justice, and possibilities for the future. In this environment, both Billy and Caden secretly nurture dreams of escape, she through legitimate fighting success, he through expanding beyond Silver Falls, creating an underlying tension that will eventually force them to confront whether their fates can truly intertwine without mutual destruction. 2 years after their first encounter, Billy stumbles into King's territory while fleeing police and is discovered by Caden. He immediately reasserts control, blackmailing her with the humiliating video and forcing her to drive for his illegal operations. "I order, you obey. Period," he declares, choking her against her car to establish dominance. Their dynamic is disturbing yet magnetic. During their first job together, Caden sexually assaults Billy again, forcing her to orgasm despite her protests, her body betraying her mind with unwanted pleasure. This creates the central tension, an attraction to someone who represents everything she should hate. Haven't we all felt drawn to something we know is bad for us? What makes their relationship complex is how the narrative confronts these contradictions. Caden stalks Billy and marks her body with visible hickeys. Yet beneath his possessive exterior lies vulnerability, his fascination with her determination, and eventually his willingness to sacrifice for her dreams. The most compelling fictional relationships often explore this recognition of darkness in another person, not romanticizing it, but examining how damaged people might understand each other in ways others cannot. When Caden tells Billy, "You're the only one who sees me," it's both terrifying and profound. Billy's identity revolves around fighting. In the cage, she channels her rage to devastate opponents as unbeatable Billy. Her coach, Dickie, a war veteran redeemed through boxing, represents legitimacy. When MMA agent Taylor Davis offers representation contingent on defeating Killer Clover and avoiding trouble, Billy sees her escape from North Shore. This dream creates tension with her attraction to Caden. Every interaction with him endangers her professional aspirations, yet she's increasingly drawn to him. After being forced to transport drugs for the Kings, she's caught between gang rivalries and her fighting career, a conflict that fractures her identity. Her training isn't merely physical conditioning, it's reclaiming control over her body after trauma. Each victory becomes an act of self-reclamation. Caden's obsession exceeds typical attraction. He murders three men for touching her and possessively claims her despite their rival gang affiliations. His fixation manifests disturbingly, punishing her by making her crawl, yet later risking everything for her dreams. During an intense forest scene where he hunts her like prey, he confesses his love, fundamentally shifting their dynamic. The novel pivots when Caden demonstrates his devotion to Billy. Learning her fighting career is threatened, he offers her competitor $30,000 to withdraw, securing this money by enduring a degrading sex party hosted by Stoneview elites. This sacrifice marks his transformation. The man who once weaponized sex now suffers sexual humiliation for love. During the nightmarish evening at the Baker Mansion, he mentally escapes by focusing on Billy. Meanwhile, Billy is tricked into believing she stole from the kings. She's beaten and has their crown carved into her neck. Believing Caden betrayed her, she ends their relationship, unaware he was suffering to help her at that very moment. What would you sacrifice for someone you love? This question defines Caden's redemption through painful, private choices that no one witnesses. When he returns to find Billy injured, his profession of love is rejected, creating a heartbreaking misunderstanding that drives the story toward its climax. The revelation of Caden's sacrifice before Billy's fight against Killer Clover adds emotional depth, with the fight becoming a metaphor for their relationship, brutal yet transformative. The novel's climactic fight scene functions as both literal and metaphorical resolution. Against Killer Clover, Billy showcases technical skill but struggles with ground combat. When Clover's chokehold triggers trauma, Billy transforms fear into determination. Caden watches from the shadows, having secretly attended every match. Their eyes meet during a crucial moment. His command to end it unleashes something primal in Billy, resulting in a devastating knockout combination. Their rain-soaked parking lot reunion embodies their relationship's essence. Despite Caden listing his sins to push her away, Billy remains steadfast. Her plea, "Be mine, Caden, be my villain," shows complete acceptance. His response, "My heart is yours, little bee. It only loves because you showed it how," reveals his transformation. The ultimate test comes when Caden reveals Sawyer chained in the basement after months of torture, demanding Billy kill him. She complies, strangling Sawyer while echoing his own threatening words, fully embracing Caden's world by crossing an irrevocable moral line. When police arrive, Caden forces Billy to escape with Shy while he stays with the body, sacrificing himself to protect her. As officers arrest him, Billy watches, fearing this might be their final moment together. 18 months later, Billy has achieved her dream, winning her UFC contract and helping her mother get treatment, though her father and sister remain with the NSC. Despite her success, she still searches for Caden at every event, believing he's serving life for murder. The final twist arrives when Billy returns home to find Caden waiting. The charges were dropped when her attorney discovered the marks on Sawyer's neck matched a woman's hands. Their reunion is passionate and immediate, his possessiveness returning as he claims her against the wall. On her balcony afterward, Caden proposes with a plastic ring from a water bottle. As they watch the sunrise together, they agree. The sun is shining again, despite everything. This ending challenges us to consider whether redemption is possible even for those who've committed terrible acts. The sunrise symbolizes their journey from darkness to light, illuminating their physical and emotional scars. Not a perfect healing, but a hard-won second chance built on accepting each other's damaged parts. Their story reminds us that healing doesn't always mean becoming whole, but learning to live with our broken pieces. Sometimes those who understand our darkness best have walked through similar shadows themselves.